104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 938, up to 66 today. It is 45 right now. We were talking about how the rudest thing anyone ever said to a pregnant woman may have been to my wife when this woman said, "Is that what you wanted?"
So rude.
And I got a picture message from Tisha. She sent me a picture of her kids. It wasn't exactly along those lines, but it was still interesting to me. She said, the question I often get isn't so much when she was pregnant. It's with her three kids. The question is, do they all have the same dad?
What? Somebody actually says that, though?
When you see the picture, you'll understand.
Okay, but still.
Actually, the more appropriate question would be, are you the mother of all three? Because, and it's not that rude a question when you think about it, because Tisha is Filipino.
Okay.
And she married an Irishman.
Oh,
and
okay.
Look at the picture of her oldest son.
Little Irish baby.
Oh,
looks
yeah.
Like
kind of
yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, some freckles. A cute little kid. And then the two younger kids definitely take after their Filipino mother.
For sure.
So if you saw those three, would you think they are all biological 100% siblings?
If you had seen the mom and the dad.
If you knew them, you would. Yeah.
You would be.
I find that fascinating, though, how different people's kids look. Because like a good friend of mine, his kids are clones of each of them. Like his daughter looks exactly like their mom,
mm-hmm.
and his son looks exactly like him. I mean, they are clones.
Well, it's similar to with my children, because Quincy is Minnie Mel, and she looks like me. And Thea looks like Daddy.
Yeah, but I would say your kids still have a bit of a mix of both.
You can still see
you can tell
their
siblings.
Yeah,
you can tell they're siblings.
But they definitely have very different like skin colors, like Thea can tan.
Yeah.
Quincy is pale like me.
You can still totally tell that Thea is your daughter, though, though she's got darker hair and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, my kids are pretty much clones of each other outside of gender, because they don't really look exactly like me. They don't really look exactly like Crystal. They're just kind of a mix of both of us. And I don't know if either of them are going to end up with... I mean, Jackie can already tan way better than Crystal can. So she definitely gets that from me.
Yeah.
Because I get really dark and I have dark hair. We both have blue eyes and we're Caucasian. That's about all me and Crystal have in common as far as looks go.
Right.
But I don't know. I found it interesting. So I asked Tisha if I could post the picture of her kids on the website and she said yes.
Cool.
So I posted it up there. And when you see the picture, though, you're seriously going to be like, really? He is their whole brother?
It is kind of crazy.
It's nuts. He does not look anything like his younger siblings.
How genetics with each different child
I
can
know.
Like skip or, yeah.
My sister-in-law had to remind me that, because I made the joke one time before Jackie was born, that if she had come out with brown eyes, I was going to be like, excuse me, what you been up to? But Mary had to remind me that there is still a chance of that. Because Crystal's dad has brown eyes.
Oh, yeah, that could be
hair.
Then. Yeah.
So there's still basically a 25% chance that our kids could have brown eyes. Not a very good chance,
right.
But still a chance.
Yeah, Thea's got exact same color as her dad's eyes. I mean, like, they are exact. And Quincy, exact same color as mine.
I just find it fascinating, like, what traits...
Oh, I know.
...manage to get through.
It's weird.
And, like, especially kids of mixed race... Like mm-hmm. in this case, you know,
right.
You've got this, you know, basically almost redheaded freckled kid, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got all of dad's genes pretty much. And then, like Derek Jeter is a good famous person example.
Okay.
Where he's of mixed race. I think his dad is black, his mom is white, or vice versa. I can't remember which. Anyway, he's got the, you know, you can tell his skin color is of mixed race, but he's got those bright blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or whatever color they are, or green eyes. And like, remember when Trey was in here, he's like, man, that's just cheating. They're too good looking or whatever it was he said. But no, I just find that fascinating how people's kids end up, what they look like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It is interesting how they skip.
Yeah, some genes go, some don't.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Which, how they're going to pop out.
And by the way, on the story about the rudest things that people have ever said to pregnant women on our website, read through the comments. There was a woman who had a fantastic comeback for something incredibly racially insensitive said to her. And her comeback was priceless. Go read that at hot1047.com. We have got Heroes of the Day next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Every time you're a hero. Working class
hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you for listening today. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Well, I love money too, but you don't see me becoming a prostitute. Yesterday, 30...
Yet.
Yet. You never know.
It could happen. Never say never.
Okay. Yesterday, 32-year-old Daniel Nicole Barron of Florida was arrested for turning tricks at her place. And when the cops got her, she told them she became a prostitute because she, quote, is addicted to money. The cops bust her after they spotted her prostitution ad on a website called Backpage.com. An undercover cop arranged a meeting with her and went to her house. When they got there, Danielle was taking care of her infant.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. She told the cop it was $200 for sex, and then she was arrested. Besides being addicted to money, she also told the cop that when she was doing tricks, her boyfriend takes the baby outside.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
At least he's not in there then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wow. Just to make sure, so everyone out there knows, Breaking Bad is a fictional TV show and is not meant to inspire a new generation of meth dealers.
Okay.
Because if you actually watch the show, the whole point is the main character's downward spiral. Well, earlier this year, a man with the same name as the main character, Walter White, was being hunted down by Alabama cops for selling meth. And now someone with the same career as the main character has been arrested for selling meth. This time, it's 43-year-old William Duncan, who's a chemistry teacher at May Luster Stevens Junior High School in Linden, Texas. Duncan was busted for selling meth in his middle school parking lot. The police have been monitoring him for 5 months. And they finally busted him last week when they sent an undercover cop to the school. Duncan sold him meth in the parking lot before school started. He was charged with delivery of a controlled substance in a drug-free zone with more charges pending.
Oh, yeah.
He's on administrative leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's some good work.
Wow.
Time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.